Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Today, the Thanksgiving holiday can mean many things to a multitude of people. This was not necessarily the case for those who celebrated it over 200 years ago. This week, the Harmonia Traditions series looks at Thanksgiving in early America, plus a new release by the English choir Ex Cathedra.
Sun, 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 sun
we heard Diego José de Salazar's Salga el Torillo Josquillo, a devotional piece for the Virgin Mary using bullfighting imagery that transforms the matador into Our Lady of Guadalupe. The English choir Ex Cathedra performed under the direction of Jeffrey Skidmore. Salazar's work is part of an entire program featuring Baroque choral music of Latin America. Entitled Fire Burning in the Snow, Ex Cathedra's recent recording is the third volume in a series for the Hyperion label, the most recent of which centers around the composer Juan del Araujo. Although Thanksgiving Day didn't become a national holiday until the second half of the 19th century, we've been giving thanks at the end of the harvest season for over 400 years. Today, the holiday is generally considered a secular one, yet early Americans gave thanks to God for the many blessings they received. The earliest recorded Thanksgiving ceremony took place in 1565 at a Spanish settlement located in modern-day St. Augustine, Florida. The settlers gave thanks for their safe arrival. Nearly six decades later, the first pilgrims gave thanks after their first harvest in the New World. Although modest, that initial harvest's success was due to the help of Squanto, a Native American who taught the pilgrims how to fish and grow corn. Giving praise and thanks to God is a common theme in early American song. Texts are drawn from the Bible or they are newly inspired. Themes usually evoke the sights and sounds of the early American experience.
See you. Give good gifts one to another, peace, joy, and comfort.
We heard communal songs and hymns from early America. Paul Hillier directed His Majesty's Clerks and Theater of Voices in songs of thanks and praise by a number of American composers. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring Thanksgiving in early America. The Moravians were a religious community in which giving thanks to God played an important role. As in a number of early American communities, music was an integral part of their services. One type of Moravian service, known as a love feast, was primarily made up of music. Love feasts celebrated regular events as well as special occasions, sometimes even political ones. The kind of music heard at Moravian love feasts was rich and varied and could include some of the latest music from Europe or works from composers within the community. The composers who wrote music were usually skilled amateurs who set texts in both English and German.
Thank you.
Boston Baroque, directed by Martin Perlman, performed music for the Moravians of early America. Composers included Christian Gregor, Johann Friedrich Peter, and Johann Christian Geisler. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, our Traditions series continues with a celebration of Thanksgiving in early America. One can hardly talk about 18th century America without making mention of William Billings, one of the most prominent composers of the era. For a man who was untrained in music and who worked as a tanner, it's remarkable that Billings is regarded as the father of American choral music, yet his compositions were recognized in many a publication. We'll hear music of William Billings. The Thanksgiving anthem, O Praise the Lord of Heaven, will be followed by two folk hymns, Jordan and Chester.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
music of William Billings, the most prominent American composer from the 18th century. Paul Hillier led the English ensemble, His Majesty's Clerks. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're celebrating Thanksgiving with songs from early America. A few of America's first presidents issued Thanksgiving proclamations, but it wasn't until the time of Abraham Lincoln, in the midst of the Civil War, that it became a national holiday. Lincoln's proclamation was addressed directly to his fellow Americans, quote, "I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens."
When shall I meet
Songs from Early America. His Majesty's Clarks performed The Day is Past and Gone, and before that, the Waverly Consort interpreted The Promised Land and The Traveler. Our new release features the English choir and orchestra ex cathedra. Jeffrey Skidmore leads the ensemble in a program of Latin American Baroque music primarily focused on the composer Juan de Araujo. We'll hear two works by Araujo, Dios de Amor and En el muy gran Padre Ignacio.
Thank you.
We heard Dios de Amor and En el Muy Gran Padre Ignacio by Juan de Araujo. It was performed by Ex Cathedra under the direction of Jeffrey Skidmore in a new Hyperion label release. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Support for the Harmonia Traditions series comes from the E. Nakamichi Foundation. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.